On Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, episode number 52. Tomorrow is our first birthday.
Yay. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow's our first birthday.
Wait, and we were celebrating last Friday?
We're celebrating every Friday while we're here.
We reenacted week one last Friday, I'll tell you that
much. Well, we did that after this.
Man, I missed all the fun. Another week that I'm gone.
You missed something. You missed some interesting stuff.
That was part of the celebration.
Missed the after show party.
Yeah. Here we go.
Such a jerk.
Let's just say Killian's and I did not have a friendship the next morning. That's for sure. I was drinking that like if it was freaking water.
Good Lord.
Just gulp, gulp, gulp. Oh, look, there's another glass because we bought pictures of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am Ken. I'm going to start today. I'm drinking Maduro from Cigar City. Thank you to one of my buddies, Brock, who brought it up there the last time he was down in Florida. Finally got it to me like 2 months later, but I don't care because I enjoy it. So we're going to go around, talk to everyone here. Matt, what's going on?
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good evening and good night.
It's just one of those days, Truman.
Wow.
See what you did there.
I brought it right back. I am sipping on a flannel mouth. I just stopped at the party store on the corner while I was trying to figure out what I was going to be our mystery beer today, and figured it's fall, so let's drink some cider.
Is our mystery beer fall themed? Is it Shipyard Pumpkin?
No, let's. I'll punch someone.
Is it pumpkin
ale?
Oh yeah, the Kentucky bourbon pumpkin ale.
Yeah, it is not.
It is not. Okay,
darn.
Good. So you're not going to be getting hit by Dan today for that.
Not for that reason.
Can't promise for other things, but for that reason, you're not getting hit.
For another reason.
Welcome back, PT Nick.
Is that my new nickname, part-timer now?
Part-timer. What are you drinking?
A bee nectar stupid man suit.
I was going to say, yeah, I saw that you had bee nectar in your hand after coming back from Wisconsin for...
Yeah, that stuff's going to be coming up later in segment two.
It's all right. We got plenty of beer to drink today.
Oh, yeah, you damn right we do.
Don't worry, I'll help you with the new
beers. There's a whole studio full of us.
We can manage.
Yeah,
Dan, what did you bring? You brought us
ESB.
It's not Newcastle.
No, it's ESB.
It's ESB.
It's another good beer
from Dragon Mead.
Yeah,
you went straight to the brewery for that too.
Yeah, I was over there. So.
Oh, thank you.
I very rarely go to Macomb County. I hate that fucking place. Good Lord.
But I mean, it's south of 14 miles, so
yeah,
it's still...
but it's also west of DeQuinder. So okay, that's the other, or east of DeQuinder.
Gotcha.
Is that the rules now? No more.
No,
don't
just
go
Macomb
north
County
of 14.
In general. Okay. But yeah, that's the other. Macomb County has been longer rule. Just don't go there. That's trouble waiting to happen. It really is.
Yeah, I got to stick up for Macomb County. Those are my people.
No. I'm going to guess that you have a warrant out for your.
No, not at all. No, I have never been on the wrong side of bars in a jail. Please,
as long as you're not between.
Thing. If I'm going to jail, I'm not going to county jail. I'm not going to state prison. I'm going federal.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, screw that.
I was gonna say I've never had that, and then I realized I was in the back of a cop car with a mutual friend of ours. That would be me and Transistor one night.
Oh, Martin.
I was going to say, I've been in the back of a cop car because of someone else, because we were too drunk and couldn't drive their car home, just had to wait. But
we got detained because their computers went down and they had no idea who we are or anything like that. So it's like 11 o'clock at night in Ferndale, and we're like in some low-lit part of like – it was Pleasant Ridge / Ferndale, like right near that border.
Oh, jeez.
And they're like, they have no idea who we are, so – Martin and I are just cooperating because we're like, you know, no matter what's going to happen, we cooperate. Everything's going to be fine and nothing bad's going to happen because it's, you know, they're trying to pull us. We sped. That's all we did. I was driving like an asshole on Woodward. I'll admit it.
Actually, I remember this. I remember driving past you and you.
Oh
guys
yeah,
like,
you
I
did.
I forget what we were doing. This is a while ago.
We were at Luna and we were going to Orchid.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because I remember that. I was like, oh, there's those guys like pulled over.
Yep. Ended up in the back of a cop car for. And that was pretty interesting for the fact that Martin's about 6'4", 6'5", and I'm a big guy, 6'1", 350. So, yeah, definitely an interesting.
A lot of beef in that backseat.
A lot of beef in that backseat. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, doing all right.
Doing all right. What are you drinking over there?
I am sipping on a Bell's Saturn.
That's an old beer.
I know. It's been kind of just sitting around in the basement. I just figured, what the hell? I got, you know, another 8 of these left.
Thought I'd just drink one.
I thought, you know what? Hey,
yeah,
it's got,
sounds good.
Yeah, it's got the date on it of, you know, April 3rd, 2015. I just figured...
one of our guests got a kick out of that.
I just mean, like, the hell with it. I'm just going to drink this damn thing. You know, it's all right. It's still kind of holding on. It's you know.
It's there.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Okay. Yeah, it's just okay. It's yeah. Now it's hey. Like it's like quarter barley wine,
yeah.
Quarter bourbon. I mean, the nose is still there. Mm. So, I mean, it's all right.
I'd be worried if there was a nose in my beer.
Oh, yeah, I would be too. I'd be especially worried if I had, you know, mice in my chicken nuggets.
Well, I mean, it's not like it was Mars with the glass that was in the beer.
Oh, no, that was the mercury.
Mercury.
And I still have a bottle of the pre-recall mercury. I still have that.
I would just grab like a filter or something and like pour it through a filter. And then, oh, there we go.
Right,
got my
go.
Beer.
Yeah,
cheesecloth.
Yeah.
Cheesecloth.
Right.
It's a coffee filter.
Oh,
we can brew the beer.
Who the hell uses a cheesecloth?
Cheesemakers?
Do you own a cheesecloth?
I believe I do not.
Okay. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh, boy.
I'm just messing with you because I got like 12 of them.
Do you? Oh, well, I mean, well, no, you're more like a pastry chef than anything. You're
not
that much of a cook that I've seen.
I still got to eat to live. Damn.
You can't live on chocolate. It's got all the right nutrients. It's got cocoa and... milk,
occasionally there is the use of cheesecloth.
Oh, okay.
In dinner.
Cheese.
Yeah. So we actually have two guests
say, oh,
here today.
I just got back from Green Bay.
Like, oh,
give
cheese.
Me a break.
Yeah, you dig yourself from Green Bay.
They hate cheese.
They have cheese on every corner. Cheese sticks. Cheese on a stick.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Dude, those fried cheese curds.
Oh,
ooh.
Gosh,
I just had, well, I was up in Leroy this week and they had.
Leroy Jenkins?
Yes, Leroy Jenkins.
How is that gentleman?
Nerd.
He's still preaching. Still preaching. So they had venison and cheese curds, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take some for home because this is
I'll take
be
the venison.
I love the venison. The venison got ate before I even got to like Big Rapids. I just freaking destroyed it. 20-minute drive later, oh, crap, there goes all the venison I had for this drive.
I'm stuck with cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't eat the cheese. I knew that would have been bad news bears if I would have eaten the cheese and the venison and a three-and-a-half-hour drive home. So let's try this again. We do have some guests in the studio today. it's the Detroit Draft Divas.
Yeah.
And let's start off with Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What are you drinking over there?
I am drinking one of your Maduras.
Do you like it?
I do. You don't turn down Cigar City when you get the offer.
Yeah, I'm one of the very few rare people who was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be at Cigar City. I'm like, give me Maduro. I don't want High Life. I want Maduro.
I agree.
I love brown ales. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
We've heard that.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Every episode.
That's on our bingo board.
Yeah, that is on the bingo board.
Ken mentions brown ales as his favorite,
brown,
or Stroh's in a bottle.
All
Stroh's in a bottle.
I was sitting in Whole Foods the other day, and I saw one of those Alt Bruins. I almost picked it up if not for just like being in a hurry and kind of in a budget.
I don't even want to talk. You know what? I'm turning. You're Mike 8. You're suspended for the next 5 minutes.
You could have probably doubled your profit and paid for half the wedding.
So we also have another guest from Detroit Draft Divas, Jennifer.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So why don't what are you drinking?
I'm also drinking your Maduro.
My Maduro.
Thanks to your friend Brock for bringing this for us.
Yes. Shout out to Brock
Branny. Yep. Not Pipe and Brock, yep. Brock Branny.
Yep.
John Pipe and Brock.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be – well, Dan and I and Matt were hanging out with him on Saturday night over at Oktoberfest in Rochester Mills.
Drinking nice. Stroh's in a koozie.
He was drinking the new Stroh's in a koozie.
Everyone had.
Yeah. That was the quite interesting.
The Bohemian Ale.
But to be honest, knowing Pipe and Brock, that doesn't surprise us.
No. The one person I expect to do that was doing it.
Wait, was he liking it?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. Like, he was confused as hell.
That's two people.
I guess I'm glad there's somebody.
I told you I liked it.
Oh, no. Well, somebody else, right?
Okay. Someone other than people on this show.
I was thinking of, bringing in a new bottle of Stroh's for him and then a aged bottle of Stroh's that I have that might be 60 years old.
Oh, my God.
And asking him which one he likes better, like a blind taste test the next time he's in here. Hopefully he didn't listen to this show. If not, it'll be fun.
I think we're in the clear there.
We might be in the clear, yeah.
Nice.
He's too busy running a brewery.
Is this a new recipe for Stroh's? Like, it's not the same thing.
It's not terrible. It's like with honor or what?
It's like an original, but I guess it's like Brew Detroit's,
take on it.
I think the recipe is you drink a 30-pack of Stroh's and whatever you pee out goes into the bottle.
Oh, Lord.
Gosh, that's come how the on.
New 30 packs of Stroh's, 30 packs of...
Yeah, I know.
We're going to get a bottle of King Cobra and a bottle of Stroh's and have people taste them and see which one is better.
Oh. Got to throw 40 in there, too.
Are you a big fan of King Cobra there, Jennifer? No. What about the Hurricane?
I will drink champagne all day long.
I wish I'd have brought a 40 now. Jeez. I hate.
Well, you can always go on break.
There's a lot of party stores near here.
Hey, we're doing a beer podcast. I need a Hurricane.
Yeah.
Got any other malt liquor?
We get that OE over there.
And OE.
And a thing of OJ, so we can make some brass monkeys.
All right.
That'll be segment three. We're drinking brass monkey.
No.
He figured out the secret beer.
We figured out this. It's a mixed beer. Why is it orange and taste like malt liquor?
As Dikembe Mutombo would say, no.
Oh, my gosh. Talk to us about the Detroit Draft Divas, whichever you guys, I'm sure you talked and decided who was going to kind of introduce it. But what is the Detroit Draft Divas? What's the goal of it? How do they find you? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so the Divas started, I think it's been about 6 years now. And it actually started when Todd Parker was posting some things on Twitter about we need more women drinking beer that the craft industry knows about. And a few girls that were following him were like, hey, I'm in. This sounds good. And he decided to actually start an event. So the first time was at Copper Canyon. They got a bunch of people that came out. He posted it somewhere, and like 20, 30 women showed up. And it kind of spiraled from there. So it's a very informal group. Like, we don't have, like, a
no rules.
Website, no rules.
Except no boys.
That is one of our rules. As long as you join our Facebook page and pretty much buy a T-shirt, we consider you a member. So it's just very informal, no meetings, no dues, nothing crazy like that. We just get together and hang out, and we post things that we want to go hang out and do together, and we'll do brewery tours or just hang out somewhere. Like, we've been doing something monthly with Dragon Mead, which has been pretty amazing. And now we have several hundred members on Facebook, and I'd say about 60 or 70 are really, really active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't get approved when I tried to join.
we just go, delete.
Matt
Hardy runs our Facebook page, apparently.
I was talking to Matt because we were trying to do a little bit more research before the show, and I'm like,
there is nothing to research.
That's exactly. I'm like, well, maybe if I join their Facebook page.
I was like, are they a roller derby team?
And then they see that it's like, wait, that's a boy.
I
need to change
guys.
My name to Kendra Konarshevsky.
Just two? Who's the third? Oh, Jonathan Cole, right?
Yep.
Todd Parker, and then Steve Johnson from Motor City Brew Tours.
Okay.
All
we had
dudes on our Facebook page.
We had Steve on when we were at Kunin.
Yep.
I
know.
So he stopped by. It was definitely an interesting episode that we had there. We were struggling a little with the speakers and stuff like that. And we should have just it was offsite and just we weren't prepared enough in regards to what we wanted to do and everything. But we still managed obviously to do our show without any issues. And learning from John, I loved his book. Pretty much read his book in 2 days, and I'm like, oh, that is a lot. And I love how like at the end of every chapter, especially near the beginning, where they talk about like like EMB, and then it'll be like, well, EMB bought this, and then they were bought by them. So this is how, like, the whole lineage of how, where this brewery is now.
Exactly.
And, like, near the end, when you get to, like, Stroh's ending up at, like, PBR and stuff, and you're like, so Stroh's bought this, 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 and this, who owned this, 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 and then you're, you know, it's so much to think about, especially because now, you know, we're talking about how many breweries there are in the area, and there was much more back then.
Absolutely.
But they were all a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So, no rules, no dues, buy a shirt.
Pretty much, yeah. And we do stuff like, there's a big group of ladies around like Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and then we call it the craft beer wasteland, unfortunately, like Livonia, Westland. There's just not a lot of breweries or anything over there.
Nope.
And then I live near Dragon Mead in Macomb County.
Terrible. Calling you out there, Dan.
And,
terrible place.
So there's a handful of us around there, but then we hang out in like Royal Oak, Ferndale, wherever.
Oh, shocking. They hang out.
Wherever.
Big surprise.
Yeah, pretty much wherever. Like, we'll do the tours and do all that kind of stuff. So
we do all the major festivals as well.
Yeah, we always have the festivals. We have a tent that we put up. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is like your you know, you guys have no rules. It's just, you know, kind of promoting. But what is the goal that Detroit Draft Divas? What is like the, not even the end game, but like, you know, say, you know, somebody comes up to you and is just like, you know, hey, I want to join. You know, you explained everything you do. But what is there anything more than just, you know, camaraderie between women? Are you doing, you know, training in regards to brewing? Are you talking about, you know, issues within the brew industry? Or is it just kind of...
I'd say a little bit of all of that. Yeah. Okay. Like, there was one of our members actually did her doctorate on women in the craft beer industry and really reached out to all of us and did like a fantastic paper. And that was her like doctorate thesis. So she did a lot of research into that. But I know whenever we travel, we always end up recruiting. So, I mean, Wendy was just on a trip to, was it Boston?
Boston.
So tell them how you recruited.
Well, we were at the Sam Adams tour, and we were tasting, and there were a couple girls across from us, and we were just talking about beer. And they were like, we were wearing our shirts, and they were like, that is really awesome. We don't have anything like that. They were from...
I don't remember either.
Iowa. They were from Iowa. And so we just started talking to them about it, and we got them on the Facebook page. They're excited to come out and see some of the stuff that we have us come and visit them. It's really cool. Just... basically, what I try to tell people when we're talking to them is that it's a place for women to feel comfortable talking about beer, because a lot of times we don't get that when we go to the breweries.
So even though it's Detroit Draft Divas, it's really anyone can join, not because you're Metro Detroit. So if, you know, someone from Toledo wanted to join, or someone from, you know, Fort Wayne, Chicago, Iowa, they're more than welcome to join the community. And it's just, you know, kind of like the home base of where you guys started, you know, like, you know, Boston Beer Co., but you don't have to be in Boston to drink it.
Right. Exactly. Right. And we'll have, most of the time, most of the people that join the Facebook page have been referred by one of us, and we'll just post like, hey, approve this person, because it is just, you know, you have to be approved to be a member. And then you mentioned some of the other stuff we do. We have brewed at local breweries several times over the past few years.
Six different breweries.
Yeah. So it's been, that's been something that we do get a chance to do. And we also did brew for Ratfest over the past few years as well, for a corner brewery. So we've had beer that we've done for Ratfest as well.
We do have another kind of division called the Brew Divas, which is a lot of women who do home brewing. So it's a good place for someone like me who's new to the industry, who wants to get their feet wet, to meet people that will teach us.
This is our, 52nd episode of this show, and we can probably, with the exception of this episode, probably count the number of women associated or involved with the industry probably on both of our on one set of hands.
So, say to my knowledge, I can only count on one.
Because you came in halfway through.
Yeah.
So, have you guys ever had Annette May on here?
We have not yet. We obviously, I know of Annette from Merchants.
Yeah.
We had Rich Weinkoff from Schoolcraft last week, because I know she does a class over at Schoolcraft for the culinary program. But we had
Unity Vibrations.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We had Shannon Long.
Shannon.
She was the first.
She was like episode four.
Episode,
like her and her mother two. Came.
Yeah.
They were at the Fall Beer Fest, so they.
Oh my gosh!
Shot
she came
up
after
here.
This.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. I normally just go home and take a nap.
That's pretty much how I felt the next day when we were, because we got. We got in with the enthusiasts that year, and that was my first time in with the enthusiasts.
Yeah. That's the only way to do it.
And I hit so much so fast, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was a rough day.
That was. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
No, we had and I hope she's not listening because she'll kill me, but obviously Matt Graff's wife, ABC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep,
right.
She was on here with us.
She was on. Drafting table.
Drafting table.
Drafting table. Yeah.
I guess we had a lot more.
I guess so. Yeah.
Downey.
Downey. Downey. Well, that's the Downey family. Yeah. So that was.
I mean, she's still part of the business.
She is. She's the one that keeps the three boys in line.
Exactly.
I was going to say
the mother of the family.
How would you feel if your parents decide, hey, we want to open up a brewery, so they ship their two sons to travel the country and the world to learn about beer?
That'd be rough.
And I'm like, oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wow, what a hard life.
You don't know my struggle until
talk about child abuse.
Child. Oh jeez,
the struggle is so real.
Oh my god,
I need to have a talk.
Oh, right.
It's like, how come you didn't open up a brewery, Mom?
How come you didn't tell me that was one of my options?
Right, exactly.
Right. Nice. So, you know, we've talked about, I guess you could say craft beer fans, women as craft beer fans. And do you guys do anything for outreach, or is it just kind of, you know, being strong in numbers and then, you know, people obviously approaching you because they're like, holy shit, there's 30 women right there talking to each other. That has to be something that I want to be a part of. Is that pretty much how you manage your...
Kind of. I'd say one of the biggest things we do, it seems so silly, is but we wear our shirts.
Okay.
We wear the Detroit Draft Diva shirt. Everybody comments on it. People come up to you and talk about it. On the back it says Triple D, which gets a lot of guys' attention as well. But the intention is to talk about the Triple D Detroit Draft Divas.
And Nick and I hit the gutter.
It happens all the time, but that's what gets people's attention is typically when I wear your shirts and starts those conversations.
A lot of times I have people tell me triple is spelled wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That just, like, annoyed me to the max right now. Like, anyways.
We're like, you don't join us then.
You know, they drink Bud Light on a regular basis. Yeah,
exactly. No, they don't drink Bud Light. They are the CBYs of the world.
Oh, those.
They are the craft beer Yeezus, the Kanyes. We're going to correct you, you know, because you spent Sprechen die Deutsch and Sprechen die Dutch as you try to make a joke. calling you out, Dan.
Go ahead.
Too busy on his phone.
Dan laughs. Sorry.
No, I was checking the time of all things, but yeah. Go ahead. No, I'm just going to let you keep going.
Okay, that's fair.
You're waiting for me to say something I know sold it, so
So, you know, we had kind of talked, at least Jennifer and I, we had talked a little bit before coming on the show in regards to what we wanted to talk about. And one of the things is advertising to women. And advertising to women, when you think about it, especially being in a, for lack of better words, a male-dominated industry and your direct target market, you know, you look at research and women drinking, you know, 35% of craft beer, that's a huge chunk. That's a chunk that will make you basically go out of business if you're not catering to them.
Yep.
And I was trying to think of commercials and stuff, and obviously one of the big things is the more taste, less filling Miller Lite commercial. But, you know, as a woman, this is more directed towards both of you and Nick. Nah.
Right, you just lost the coffee vendor, jerk.
Ah, damn it. No, but what do you guys see in regards to, you know, the negative impacts in advertising towards women? Because it's a lot. It's definitely distasteful. It's definitely off-putting to where, why would I want to support that kind of company?
Right. I think for me, one of the biggest things is, you know, the advertisements as far as, like, them catering to men or, like, having, you know, half-naked women in the commercials and stuff, that's irritating. But what really bothers me is some of the really horrible names of some of the beers and the images and the labels that are on those beers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care how great that tastes. I'm never going to buy that. I'm never going to order it because I'm absolutely not going to support that, and there's no need for that. There's so many horrible sexist names out there. It's just not even worth it.
Looking at one, as we have our show doc every week.
Yep.
One, looking at the article that you guys shared with us, you know, and in preparation for today, and looking at some of the names, I'm not going to say the names because it's just I'm not going to do it.
Well,
pretty much. I mean,
but you could just tell just by, you know, the name and the label.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
they know who they know what they're doing. They aren't stop.
Shout out to Flying Dog.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are assholes.
Yeah. Well,
well, you know, I want to talk about Flying Dog real quick, because Flying Dog, you want to talk about a brewery maybe 8 years ago who was a major craft brewery that had a huge distribution. And, you know, they had those beers, the Raging Bitch. They had I'm trying to think of the other ones. All I can think of is Pearl Necklace. Yeah, I think is one of them. So they had all these beers that got to us, and because they, you know, Michigan's distribution was literally Bell's Founders, Shorts, and then, you know, you had the little, you could get your Dragon Mead, you could get your Kunin a little bit around here, your ABC, but that was like the non-local craft beer that you could get. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, who is
Where
Flying Dog?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that talks about, you know, Michigan as a craft beer industry itself in regards to we've flooded our own market with beer. But, yeah, like Flying, I couldn't even tell you the last time I saw it on a shelf except for maybe at 8 degrees. Or is it Tuna Liquor in Rochester Hills?
Oh, look at that. Getting it in early. Well done.
Not even knowing the first segment.
Not even knowing the first segment. Go check out Jack over at Zatuna Liquor, Rochester Hills, south of M59 and Rochester Road. Great place. Great guy. Definitely very intelligent in beer. As I always tell everyone, he'll know what you want to drink. Just tell him what you like. So,
and just put up this post today of this huge, huge allotment of Big Bad Baptist.
Oh, yeah. They're doing like a bourbon tasting right now, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they do a bunch of tastings on Fridays, and me and Jack need to have a talk about that because he needs to not
have
do
them
it.
On Fridays. Yeah. Kind of same thing with 8 degrees. Yeah. Same thing with 8 degrees. It's like, all right, try to get there at 4 and get there, do the tasting, and then come in here. I'm like, all right, you guys need to stretch us out a little.
It was a little easier when we were in Ferndale because it was right off of 9 Mile, yeah. But this is a little further away for the time frame. So, you know, in regards to the sexist beer labels, you know, what obviously seeing them put is a put off. Do you guys just don't even bother? Or you personally, do you not even bother with the company anymore at that point? Or are you just like, you know, do you go and you try to approach them and be like, hey, what the hell?
Right.
Why are we doing this? You know, this isn't what you guys should be doing. Because, you know, the beer industry, just like what you guys are doing at the Divas, is supposed to be camaraderie.
Right.
It's supposed
Absolutely.
To be helping each other out. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the more and more we dive into the beer industry, it is not inclusive at all.
Absolutely.
It is the most exclusive, you know, and everyone's got their own cliques. Everyone's got their own groups.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's more even on the fan level, because that's where we are. But in the industry level as well,
yeah.
You know, everyone has their own cliques, their own. And you see it with distribution, pushing people out, that kind of thing. But, you know, do you guys do anything in regards to, you know, trying to be proactive and talking to them and be like, hey, you know, you guys should stop this, or is it something on the dock? And I know you say, you know, it's a very loose group that you guys
right.
have, you know, no rules, yeah. no deep dues. But, you know, is that something that you guys have done before?
Not really. I would say probably the closest segment to that is a lot of Divas and a lot of Fermenta members. There's a lot of overlap. And that's where I think there's a good opportunity, because those women are actually part of the industry as opposed to just fans or consumers. And I think there's that opportunity there to possibly dig into that a little bit more. I haven't really seen anything, but I will tell you that there's, when people post something on the Diva page, we get fired up about it. Mm-hmm. And we do talk about it and we kind of get riled up about it, but we haven't been able to maybe figure out how to focus or do something with mm-hmm. that. And I think that there's a potential opportunity for that.
So what is Fermenta then? Because obviously you mentioned that, so we might as well plug them a little
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, Fermenta, I don't know if there's like an actual like
FermentaMichigan.org.
Yeah, it's women involved in the craft beer industry. So you can be loosely associated with it, but most of them are working in the brewery, own a brewery, you know, like Annette, you know, very involved and on the state level was able to be certified. So things like that, like those are all women very, very involved. And I'm sort of like an associate member since I'm not in the industry. I was just on their elections committee 2 years ago. super exciting. But those ladies are all really involved and have a little bit better ear and can actually, I think, create a little bit more of a lobby for it. So
it's definitely something that is needed.
Yeah.
There's just way, way too many between those two. What did I saw? Happy ending.
Yep.
There's
There's several I can name in Michigan. What I won't, because I don't want to alienate myself from any of my brewer friends or breweries. But there's quite a few in Michigan that bother me, that you know have been around for a while, that are really offensive, and I just don't understand. There seems like there's other options. There's no reason you have to name it something like that.
Right. Well, no, and it's not like I'm just because I can't even think of them off the top of my head means that they're not the mainstay beers of the brewery.
Right.
So you can go with a beer name change and not really affect anything. And if anything, you know, it would almost be marketing smart to do something like that, because you're realizing what you did. You're realizing that it's wrong, and you'll have a lot of people, because people aren't going to be like, oh, they changed the name because no, nobody's going to care.
Right. You know, I was at Jacoby's the other day, and this guy was sitting next to me, and he was looking in their cooler, because they've got, you know, a fantastic tap selection. Mm-hmm. But he was looking in the cooler to see what they had, and he was like, oh, just looking at the bottle labels, you could tell he wasn't a super craft beer fan, and looking at the bottle labels, he's like, oh, I want that one. I see her leg spread.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what? And I look over, and it was Short Soft Parade. She's like in like a swing. Like, it's not sexual at all, but that was what he just got his attention. I was like,
what?
Yeah.
I was busy racking my brain trying to figure out what the hell beer we were talking about.
Like, wait, is that a thing?
It popped in my head because I was thinking of the other one was, I don't know who makes it, but there's one that's called Panty Dropper.
Mm-hmm. And I think that,
well,
that's
Kuning, one, that was like Kuning the first one. Strawberry Panty Dropper.
They don't make it anymore, I don't think. It's been many years.
It's been probably 4 years.
I think there is
since.
An actual bottled version of somebody else has a panty dropper. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
you can untapped it and find it all.
That guy at Jacoby's is a freaking moron. What is he looking at?
Well, it's funny, when I saw it, I was like, what is he even looking at? And then like he brings the bottle over, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, first of all, that is a fantastic beer. That was not a sexualized version, but it just showed me even like mildly.
Just the smallest amount that got his attention.
Absolutely. It's terrible.
Skinny
so
Zane.
I won't date him again.
Man, note to self.
Wow. Right.
Don't ask for the spread-legged women bottle of beer when you're out on a date. Matt, you got that?
Got that.
So don't wear cargo shorts. Don't wear Miami Hurricane jerseys.
Cargo
don't
shorts.
Wear them together.
Cargo shorts.
Jorts. Don't wear that combination.
That's a thing.
Oh, you get no.
Oh, that was me on Saturday night. Yeah.
they have the jean short cannon at City a DCFC games.
Oh my goodness.
I did
cannon?
Not
jean
care
short
because
cannon.
I was still hungover from the Killians the night before.
I saw a salmon cannon earlier.
A salmon cannon?
I guess launch a salmon out of it?
So I guess out in Washington, it's hard to help the salmon get upstream. So they literally put it in a cannon and shoot it up the stream. True story.
So inhumane.
I would think it'd be more like a slingshot than anything.
True story.
like an air pressurized cannon.
Things just got really weird.
I'll show you during the break.
During the break.
Meanwhile.
I was expecting you to talk about Pike Place Market.
I know. That's
in Washington.
And all of a sudden he's like,
no, we're just going to the river and shoot fish.
Right. So I had a kind of a question. I mean, as far as the other end, because obviously we're talking about, you know, the area of misogyny in beer, the other end where we have, you know, we're starting to have brewers that are, you know, that are female owned businesses that are like high heel brewing, that is making beer that is geared towards women.
Yep.
And they have, you know, these cartons and bottles that have bright teal and green colors and things like that. I mean, is that something that
also irritates
that's already
me.
That's already shaking the head.
Wendy looked like she wanted to talk about that. She got like, up, she's strutting herself. Let's go.
It seems like, of course, you know, obviously, like Ken said, is that we have that 32-35%, and now you're starting to have these breweries that, oh, well, let's make beer that's catered towards women. And obviously, with you shaking your head, that it's just make the
exactly
damn beer and don't make it
beer?
That's a damn good question.
And that's the thing, though, is I hate to cut you off, Rob, but that's one of the things that a lot of people within the industry, because I do work in the industry of restaurants. So I travel the country working in restaurants, opening up and helping them out in regards to the technology of it. Nothing to do with their food or their beer. And when they're talking about, you know, a female beer, and they're talking, you know, beer catered towards women, and they're always bringing up ciders, Meads.
Mick Ultra?
Mick Ultra, no.
64 calories.
Obviously, no, seriously. King Cobra for Jennifer over
yeah.
here.
Hell yeah.
But no, you're bringing more fruit flavored, higher sweetness type beers. And one of the things is, like, first of all, I love those types of beers. Mm. But secondly, that's, you know, those types of beers aren't, like, they just cater it because they think, you know, in regards to the industry, and I think this is fair to say that a lot of people think men drink beer, women drink wine, and wine's yeah. a lot sweeter. This is very general. Please don't
right,
hurt
no.
me.
They're going to kick your
this
ass
is
in
why
the
you're
park.
The other,
if anything,
this is why
I drive
inside.
A Malibu, a red Malibu out there.
No, that's my car. He drives the Monte Carlo, the other Chevy in the parking lot.
So, but no, so they always go towards the sweeter beers. And you want to talk about how much beer or how much everyone's palate has changed in the last 5 years. Bigger beers. You know, stronger beers, hoppier beers, bitter, more bitter beers. You know, that those are the beers that everybody wants, not just anything. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people struggle when you go to these craft beer bars. And I'm using that term loosely because we're not talking your Hopcat or your Embrew. We're talking like the one that's going to have 20 taps, your B-dubs. I think that's a fair one to say.
Yeah,
that would be good.
B-dubs
yeah.
has got a lot of craft beer in there now.
Yeah,
but they're training their employees.
But they run out of Bud Light.
They did run out of Bud Light.
How the hell is that possible?
Well, we'll talk about that on break. But, you know, and that's the thing, though, is that's what they see as a women's beer mm-hmm. is something sweet, something fruity. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case, especially now.
I disagree with all of that. There's no such thing as a women's beer. I just drank something with cherry and raspberry.
To say the other thing, though.
It was probably one of the best beers I've had in a long time.
I know quite a few women, they only like sweet shit. Like, they only touch a beer. So, yeah. Hold on. There is another side of that. This isn't an absolute
just
where
like,
they're wrong.
Just like there's men who enjoy very sweet.
You can't sit here and say, no, that's not good. No, because I know quite a few women that won't drink something unless it is like that. So, you think I hand an ESB to a lot of women? I know they're not going to drink this.
I think that also goes towards just the people that are entering the beer scene. Like, I know just like 18 to 20-year-olds, they're trying to drink their vodka with Kool-Aids. So
pop off in Heaven Hill.
Did you just say Kool-Aid?
Pop off in Heaven Hill. You're mixing.
They're Burnett's and Burnett's? Root beer or whatever.
So what they'll do, they'll drink their, you know, they'll graduate to Mike's and their hard sodas and their FMBs, and then they kind of move over into the I don't know if it's necessarily just a woman thing, but it's also I mean, now I think more guy – I mean, they say the spirits are you know, surpassing beer in sales. So it's kind of how do we get people to that door? And, you know, it's an easy barrier of entry is, oh, I've drank strawberry lemonade, so I'm going to, you know, buy these instead of going and mixing my own 5 o'clock in – you know, Minute Maid.
5 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Some Arrow and
Arrow.
And Mohawk and
forget.
Yeah. So I'm pretty much out of low, well brand liquors.
Kessler whiskeys.
El Toro. Tequila.
McMaster's.
Tequila.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so.
What do you think, Wendy?
What is Wendy's beer?
I'm a stout girl.
Yes. Hey, all right.
Or Belgians. And those are pretty much my two neck and neck.
Okay.
Would be my go-tos. I like a lot of different styles, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of IPA. I think that it's oversaturated the market, and that's what you get everywhere you go.
Amen.
You just became good friends with Ken just now.
That's definitely another bingo board mention.
You know, no matter, one of my goals is to go to every brewery in Michigan, so I've hit about 108 at this point.
Oh, jeez.
And that's just since January 1st, 2015.
That's like did you check them all in on Untappd? That's
absolutely.
The big question.
Yes.
Did you check a beer they don't make anymore, but you still have to do that thing?
If I tried it. I don't check it in if I didn't try it.
Sticking to the guns.
Yeah, no, I have. There's strict rules on it. And they're not really strict because by the time you've hit 4 or 5 breweries in a day, you kind of forget to check stuff in.
Eight beers deep, those rules go out the window.
Yeah.
You're checking them in a week later, like, oh, yeah, I had this beer.
I remember that.
Check the credit card receipt in the morning.
So, not a fan of IPAs. Is there one? So, you said the Belgians, the stouts. Any particular Belgian or any stout that you absolutely
triple is my go-to.
Triple.
So I just love the flavor of it. Mm. But I've recently been kind of trying more into the sours and trying to figure out what it is that I like and what I don't like. and learning hops. That's part of the thing with IPA, because I figured if I have to go and have IPAs everywhere I go, I need to figure out why I like some and why I don't like the others.
Right.
So I started asking questions when I find one that sticks out in my head either way, high or low, and try to find out what kind of hops they have in it so I can see what is it that I really do and don't like.
Do you get the wait staff that you're asking actually know the questions that you're answering, or do they have to, oh, wait, let me go ask somebody?
That's a good question, because that's one of my frustrating – that's one of the things that is most frustrating about the breweries in Michigan, is that they hire people for to staff their brewery that do not know about beer. So they can't answer questions when you ask them. You know, they can pour you the beer, but sometimes they can't even tell you if it's the right style that they just poured. So that's really frustrating. I just went on a four-day beercation in Boston, and we hit 10 breweries while we were there. Well, actually 9, because one of them had a line that was crazy. It was like a two-hour line to get into a brewery. I'm like, no.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Is that so, like Wahlburger?
I'm like, I am not waiting that long.
Oh, gosh.
It was in Dorchester, so who knew? That would be the one that we waited in line longest for, but I just wasn't willing to wait in line at that point in the trip. But when I asked them, if they didn't know the answer off the top of their head, they had a book that they could go. Every single brewery that I went to, I asked about one beer or another, and they all brought a book with their recipes and their ingredients. Not necessarily the recipe, but what the ingredients of each of their beers were, so they could look it up and tell you what is in the beer.
Okay. That's interesting. You don't see that a lot in Michigan.
I don't think I've ever seen it in Michigan.
Nah, I don't think so.
And there are a lot of breweries where, like, I see the frustration as much as I'm almost more inclined to go towards, like, Beer Advocate or Untappd to get more information about the beer that I'm drinking than actually asking them, because unless it's the brewer or, you know, the manager or the owner that's on staff that you're talking to, you're pretty much SOL when you're there.
But you know who's really knowledgeable, though, about their beer?
Who's that?
North Center Brewing
Company. Oh, yeah.
We're going through both of them. Yeah, right, doing it both in the first
week
segment.
Week two, Bob brought us his recipes. So
So go check out Bob and the Gang over at North Center Brewing. They actually have an Oktoberfest coming up shortly. They're going to be having German beer there. A lot of, I think, $4 drafts, like 16-ounce drafts. So they're Marzen, their lager.
Whoa. It's not bad.
So what is it? Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yep, that, as the drunk chick on Rock of Love once said.
Oh, my God. Rock of Love. Was it Daisy?
I don't know.
Do you remember her?
I remember Daisy.
No, it was the girl that got kicked off the first episode of, like, the first season.
Oh, jeez.
It's the one that gets drunk and, like, passes out on the couch. She doesn't even make it to the ceremony because she's puking on a bucket.
We're actually going to take a quick break. It's already 7:40, and we're going to be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode number 52.
Wow, what have we done here?
We drank.
We still can't get kicked out of the studio.
We still can't get kicked out. We've tried.
We're trying really, really
done
hard.
Everything
Nobody told me that was the challenge.
No, we've done everything in our power. Though.
Yeah.
We almost stole a belt.
Night's not over.
We'll have to put that on our Facebook, this championship belt that's in the
almost
studio.
Almost stole the belt in front of the camera, no less.
I'm going to kind of hand this off to Rob, because this is Rob's segment.
Oh, it's time. All right.
Welcome to the news.
Oh, you don't have any music ready, Ken?
No, we've never had
any music.
We had hard copy. We had hard copy like 2 weeks ago. Come on.
Can you get the Kurt Loder MTV News?
Oh, yes.
Such and Pac.
Wow.
Right.
They don't do MTV News anymore, do they?
They don't do music either.
Yeah. No, they do it like 5 in the morning.
Right.
They really do. No, well, they actually do it on Elvis.
Well,
we'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. All right, so basically a couple things that I ran into this week. First thing I saw, I think this happened today, but that Treehouse Brewing secured a $7.7 million bond from a mass development company. Basically, on behalf of this Landro Realty and Lando Calrissian Realty, and basically going to help the company build a new 150,000 barrel brewing facility. But of course, that is only a portion of what they actually need, because this 53,000 square foot project is actually going to cost somewhere upwards of around $18.5 million. So I guess apparently they're actually going to take some loans out or whatnot to actually cover the rest. But I guess one thing I was kind of curious of is that it's kind of interesting that you're starting to see these real estate entities and these equity firms that are, you know, spending money towards these breweries. And considering we're still, in a way, coming fresh off of 2008, it kind of puts a little worry.
Is this competition to who? Who are they competing with? Is this like they're competing against Bud and Miller Lite? And
well, they'll, which,
that's a lot of money.
I mean, if that's the case, they'll never win.
It's a lot of money. You're either competing against them or you're going to try and crush local competition? $18
million. $18
million. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
So, more power to them?
I guess.
Good luck. I don't even know what to say. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
It's definitely a lot of money. But I guess, you know, if these firms want to give that money, then I guess that's great. But, you know, I guess I got to think with, you know, coming off of that recession, and it always seems like these businesses want to save.
They want to save that money. Oh, hello.
Hey, who's that calling? Was me. Nobody's calling. Keep going, Rob.
So does that make them
we
no
take
longer
live
craft
calls?
Beer?
That's awesome.
Wait a minute.
That's
based off of that definition, does that still make them craft beer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Damn, son! Hands down, gave you the answer.
Sure, that's the easiest answer ever because it's not an alcohol company.
It's not an alcohol company.
Oh. If it's not okay. an alcohol All company, right. you don't have to worry about it. If it was, then Dogfish Head isn't. Let's
roll this back. I mean, the InBev people are really just bankers. They're not really an alcohol company.
Yeah, but we're talking.
Aha!
No, in
what is this clue?
Harumph.
Okay, part two. InBev makes a lot more than 6 million barrels a year.
Just saying, just putting it out there.
Okay, InBev still makes more than 6 million barrels a year. So they lose that part already. So if you can get a bunch of bankers and a brewery that makes more than 6 million.
So if I were to take out a loan and make 5.9 billion barrels
small,
a year.
You're going to take a small loan yeah. for $18 million.
I'll just find that under my couch cushions.
Get all the pennies out of your couch there.
This ESB right. from Dragon Meat is delicious.
Oh, I love it. This is a great beer. It's the good highest Lord. ABV I had from there today. Everything else was under 4. I was kind of impressed.
Oh, goodness. All right. I guess one other thing, which I know you guys did not covered last week, but it kind of goes into last week as Dan completely obliterated pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
Listen,
you weren't here last week.
Oh, right? I wasn't here, but I did listen. And holy shit, did you just tear into pumpkin beers? Like you expect, you want all of those stuck on a meteor like Armageddon, and you want Bruce Willis
really
to blow the shit out
that.
Of him.
I don't want to close my.
You can
eyes.
Listen to it at betteronDraft.com.
Yep.
And
episode 51.
As he just
completely destroyed Shipyard, especially based off.
Wendy, are you not a fan of the pumpkin beers?
I am not a fan of pumpkin beers
no.
because they do not taste like pumpkin.
No, well,
tastes like shit.
No. Hold on. If I can say this, our buddy Nick the Brewer, I believe, has started to make his Gordie Howell.
I like the name, but I don't like the beer. I love the
over
name.
Over at Black Lotus, I think they were getting all the squash and everything ready to go.
Gourds.
Yep, gourds. Yep.
Gourds.
They might as well call it allspice beer.
Clove and nutmeg, for sure.
Yeah, but the only time I like to kind of go with a pumpkin is when I'm making a cheesecake. Other than that, you know what?
Oh, gosh, that sounds good.
Yeah, pumpkin bourbon. Oh, yeah, I'll mess that
pumpkin
up.
Pumpkin bourbon?
Oh, hell yeah.
Cheesecake?
Dude,
I'm like, pumpkin
bourbon cheesecake?
I don't mess around, dude.
I can that.
Dude.
Wait, and why are you a project manager right now? Why aren't you like a baker for? Like,
because that's what I have my degrees in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because he wants money.
Right. I want money.
Fair enough.
Cheesecake doesn't get me money. I mean, if I had a
I
store
mean,
that was
does,
making
does
money,
it get you the
it?
Cheddar?
Oh, out! If you didn't know how to work
someone
that board,
someone turn his mic off. Oh, wait, crap! He's got the board.
Hashtag. No, Rob's sitting right there.
Yeah, there you go. We lower his.
Yeah.
Lower the boom.
Turn me off, Mike.
Anyway,
hashtag dad jokes over here.
Oh gosh.
Hashtag dad jokes.
That's basically what it was over there. Making the cheddar. Really?
The hand gesture made it though.
Yeah, exactly.
With the Johnny Manziel, the little money maker.
Right.
Who's that?
Well, doesn't he wear a wig and a mustache to go to the club? Isn't that who Johnny Manziel is?
Oh, that's why Mexico.
Goodness. Oh, no. Let's not get into Mexico.
All right.
So one of the things, obviously, when you guys were talking about pumpkin beers last week, that one of the big things that companies are trying to obviously sell their pumpkin beers is to do one of the things that I absolutely hate that the likes of Sam's Club and Costco does, and that is what I call seasonal creep, where you walk into a Costco right now and you start to see swimsuits and goggles.
Wait, what?
Because, and that's the thing, it could be, I mean, well, actually, you don't see it right now. Right now, actually, you start to see the Christmas stuff already.
Yeah.
But if you walk into a Costco or Sam's Club in December, the swimsuits are out. All of the pools are out. The goggles are out for everybody to buy, and they think to themselves, jeez. "Oh well, geez, I could really use that for when the spring and the summertime hits." So you know, there's this basically this trend where you know the breweries are starting to kind of think about this and saying, "Well, you know, pumpkin beer is a fall beer, but let's start throwing that out there in July."
Yeah, they already do.
And let's start throwing it out in June.
I've never noticed that.
And I guess in terms of a beer, I know I don't really look at a beer and say, all right, that beer is specific to that season. But for the likes of, I guess, pumpkin beers and Christmas ales,
yeah.
I mean, should a beer that is specific to a season stay in that season? And it's kind of funny that even when we look at IPAs, we look at IPAs being a summer beer, yet Hop Slam comes out in January.
Right.
I mean,
it's because people are idiots.
I think the
IPA craze is...
We missed some season last winter because there were too many IPAs out there.
I think the moment brewers start catering to the likes of Costco and Sam's Club, we've already lost.
Well, that's what Kirkland Signature
already happens. Filthy 50s, man. Oh, we can go get 50s. Those.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we still haven't drank that on here yet.
Oh yeah, well we should.
We're working to that
one
point.
Day. It's
we're
a 2-hour quote unquote episode, and it's going to be when we finish the 50 beers. Oh,
that's only 10 between us. We could easily crush that.
I guarantee you. We
challenge accepted.
Okay.
Yeah. Now there's five.
We're
going
to get.
You know what we'll do? We're going to have
get Pipe and Brock in a couple months. We're going to have Nick the Brewer here.
No, we're going to have John Pipe and Brock. We're going to have Eric Brigham. We're going to have Aaron Langtot on the show. And we will drink a filthy 50 because apparently John Pipenbrock likes new Strohs.
You know, so. I saw this. It was
he jumps the fence and gets yelled at by security to get a can of new Strohs. So let's think about that.
I saw a thing. Yeah. It's a beer drinking game where you basically duct tape your cans together. And whoever has the long, once
wizard
you get to
staff.
Ace,
it's a staff party. Staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Staff party.
So we could just
my favorite game
have a wizard staff race, and just whoever becomes the mage first.
So back when I was finishing my undergrad in the fraternity I was in, we would always have a haunted house around Halloween. As a fundraiser,
not at Christmas.
No,
okay.
No, it was during Thanksgiving.
It's an Easter Shut Halloween.
Up. And
Easter,
every time we do the teardown, that would be the party. Is that we would have a staff party to see who would make the biggest staff. And that'd be the
while you're playing 100 cup beer pong.
This is totally
156 cup beer pong. Get it right.
Only guys would do this and call it a drinking game, and it's about my staff being the biggest.
To be fair, our fraternity is co-ed. So
she puts it that way.
We did have.
I was going to say we're referring to like wizards, you know, trying to hit each other.
I was thinking it was more of a nerd thing.
Yeah, definitely a nerd thing.
What part of Nick looks like nerd? Come on, be honest.
The shirt.
What part of frat party is a nerd thing, though? We're talking about cheap beer in a keg.
Went to those frat parties. Yeah. You met those people.
Yes,
I understand what you're saying about frat party, but that frat party. Oh, Jesus. Go on, Rob.
The high life, the bush light, and the PBR.
I turned 18 today. Oh, well, great. I'm 35. Nice to meet you.
I remember that. Wow. I remember that.
What?
That was funny.
This is actual. Yeah, Ken was there.
No, that actually happened.
Great conversation. So, Rob, with the news.
Anyway, all right, let's get back.
Turn Nick down on my headphones, Jesus.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Shut up.
An opinion piece came out from Washington Post titled Craft Breweries Need Help, Not Handouts.
What?
The government, basically the state government in Virginia, provided a grant to a brewery, Port City Brewing in Alexandria. Shout out to Foo Fighters for some reason.
Dave Grohl.
And Port City Brewing is receiving $500,000 in grant money to help with expansion, which, of course, what? You know, is...
Is this a brewery, Alexandria? Is this a city?
Port City Brewing. Port City Brewing.
Dan right here.
So they're basically receiving a grant, and, you know, it's all great and good for, you know, everybody that's all drinking a beer. But what the opinion piece is basically going on about is that it points into the bigger problems that all this does is really just help the breweries that currently exist. This does not help get past the federal regulations, the state regulations, the local regulations that a brewery has to go through in order to actually start the business. Hmm. And that everything that they have to do from the moment a person thinks that they want to start a brewery, they immediately have to think to themselves, okay, I get to open in maybe a year, maybe 18 months. So that kind of what it goes into is the question that should the government be helping the breweries that currently exist
yes.
to then obviously let them expand, create more jobs, and then, you know, provide you more beer?
Three words.
Or should they stop, should they cut back on the regulations and therefore helping the more breweries come into business, which still obviously creates the more jobs and creates the more beer
and more competition.
Well, you know, and in regards to that, and I kind of want to bring it towards our guests a little bit in regards to this question is that and not necessarily in regards to the Detroit Draft Divas, but you guys have met so many people and you guys have you are in tune with the beer community a lot more than we are. And we're fairly in tune with it in regards to the people that we know, we've met, we've talked to. But what do you guys see as, you know, does this help the current brewers, the new brewers, especially in such a huge, you know, take it away from Virginia, pretend it's in Michigan. What do you guys see?
It's funny. I was actually just at Batch Brewing on Wednesday. I belong to a group called the Inforum, which is a professional women's network. And because I like craft beer, they had a wine drinking club. And I was like, nope, I'm doing a craft beer club. So I started one. And so we get together once a month and we rotate around breweries in Metro Detroit. And so we were at Batch on Wednesday. And at Batch was actually Senator Levin and Carl Levin.
The shoemaker.
Not Sanders.
He looks like a shoemaker.
Oh. He does. He kind of does. Like in Pinocchio.
He did make Pinocchio. He is that old.
So I was there, and Stephen was talking to him because part of the reason he was able to open up Batch, obviously they won Hatch Detroit.
Right.
But they also were able to get a grant from the Old Tiger Stadium. What was it called? Old Tiger Stadium something. Foundation.
Yeah, I remember too. Yeah. I couldn't remember what the name
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, and so Carl Levin was coming to actually see, you know, what had happened to the brewery and how he was able to start. Well, I think that's a fantastic story. Like, that grant helped him start, but now what I appreciate that Stephen is doing is he's now trying to find other ways to continue expanding and other ways of giving back, like he does the Feel Good Tap. So I think that it doesn't have to be one or the other. I feel like it can do both. And I think that there should be grants and available funding for new breweries, new opportunities, new places to do that, but also to expand so that someone like Batch can continue to build and do something amazing in Corktown. So I think it could be a little bit of either.
I agree with it. And I think Batch, that's the first person that came to my head, too, when you started talking about that, because they went through so many roadblocks to open. So I completely understand that. But at the same time, we also have to keep the businesses that are there profitable and growing as well.
Right. I just think there's a proof of concept for an established brewery. I mean, if you think a couple weeks ago when we had X-Fermentation,
yep.
he talked about how he would brew beer and then people would come to wherever he was brewing it, and it got to the point where they had to actually start something. So, I mean, that's a proof of concept to where now they're running a successful brewery. So I think, you know, the state's doing the right thing by investing – we're putting money into businesses that have proven that they can succeed, as instead of, you know, these little breweries, these offshoots, these home brewers that are just trying to make it. So I think it's – I wouldn't – I mean, it's just, I'm not a taxpayer in Virginia, not that I know of anyways. But I mean, I could have a Wells Fargo account there. I'm not sure.
Oh, good point.
I probably do.
Nice.
But I mean, if they want to put like seed money into small breweries and then big dollars into established, that's fine. But I still think that not because you want to pick winners or losers, but if you're going to give out how much money, 500?
And they got, I mean, Port City got $500,000.
So if you're going to put $500,000 of taxpayer money, you better put it behind something that's proven and not out on a whim.
Well,
this
that's fine to put it towards something that's already out there. But, I mean, it's like the what the piece is saying is that while that's all well and good, you're still killing everybody's ability to actually even just start the
business. I don't think you're killing anybody's.
Well, I guess. I wouldn't go that. Let's not go that far as killing.
You're rewarding people who have made the trip.
You're rewarding people who have made the trip, but you're still log jabbing everybody who's trying to make the trip.
But keep in mind that the democratically elected, they are all Democrats in Alexandria. Well, I have a great good history out there.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, but this is going to come down to every individual municipality, every region is going to vote this different. These guys are choosing to put their money between an established situation versus let's throw this at this and hope it works.
Right.
That's what they're doing. But this is going to be different no matter where you go because this is going to go between city to city, county to county.
Wendy, you made a comment. What was that? There was some crosstalk.
I said if it's too easy, everyone would do it. So
that's true. And that comes back to what I just said.
Has to be some type of regulation to make it so that not every Tom, Dick, and Harry can do this.
Yeah. The regulation is the elected officials choosing to put it between the established versus let's just hope this works. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, I can also see Rob's point about, you know, is it going to deter smaller business or those new business pursuers that want to try to start it. It's like, if you're going to go ahead and give $500,000 to, which I'm going to assume Port City is established, it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And they're going to give them the money to triple their brewing operation. Hey. Is that going to give me, as a new business owner, a chance to try and hang with the big dogs?
We just talked about an $18 million loan, and now we're talking $500,000. Well, I mean, we're talking
$18 million.
Yeah, we're talking peas and versus carrots.
I mean, I guess
I don't know what the hell that means. I'm just kidding.
Peas and carrots. Two different things.
Are you like Forrest Gump or something?
Well, one's a loan and one's a grant.
Yeah. Peas and carrots.
And I kind of think they should at least look at some of the laws because the piece was talking about some of the regulations that were still dating back to Prohibition. I haven't looked at any of them, but I would think if everything is dating back to Prohibition, it probably needs some sort of updates.
Well, that's the problem everywhere, though, when it comes down to
there's
it.
There's so many laws and everywhere.
But then we have the Constitution.
You're talking to an old part of the country doing that. So you can't what regulations are we talking about where they're being held back?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. I wanted to take a look at them. I didn't get a chance.
I mean, there's still a great number of states in this country that are still running across these kinds of issues with, at least it seems like, in the beer industry because it's still fairly – the craft beer industry, it's still fairly
new. Well, and I mean, Thomas B. Hooker or whatever trying to do the whole,
Hooker.
The syntax in regards to adding 250% to
did
the
taxes. Did
he
ever call us back?
No.
No, he didn't. So. I tried him again, and he didn't call me back. So.
We
gotta find his office number.
That's what I called his office number.
I thought it was his cell phone. No?
No, this is his office number.
And as an FYI, that bill hasn't moved since we even talked about it.
Well, we're about to go into lame duck. They might try to make a move once it's in lame
duck. Well, they're currently adjourned until mid-October.
That's what I'm saying. Lame duck. They're going to come back into a lame duck, and they might try to move it, but we talked about this. They're not going to sign it. No one will sign it.
No, nobody will sign it.
That won't go through the Senate, let alone it won't go across the governor's desk and get a signature.
Yeah, no, right. I agree.
All right. One more just real quick before we, hit it. So I came across this article on Detroit News, Jesus and Beer.
What?
Religious groups combine faith and brews.
Thought he drinks wine over there. What's going on?
Exactly. So, well, basically, it's like some Christian groups are, I guess, to steal the term from the Blues Brothers, a mission from God to recruit parishioners and connect with people struggling with faith, implementing an initiative called Jesus and Beer. So basically, there was a survey or a study that was done by Pew Research Center. Basically said that
is it in the pew, like
yeah,
the church pew.
Yeah, it's in the church pew.
Wow,
I see what they did.
Dad jokes abound.
Hashtag dad jokes.
Daniel.
So basically, they've done a study and found that adults affiliated with organized religion dropped from 83% in 2007 to about 77% in 2014. So basically, pastors are trying, even if they do not have a church, they're trying to organize
Keggers.
Meetings. I guess.
You know what?
Are they having staff parties?
Keggers for Jesus.
I'll spend Sunday morning at the damn church if they're giving out beer instead of wine. You go up to line for communion instead of like the wine and beer.
I mean, that's a four-ounce pour.
I mean, you got to give them tickets.
Yeah, but you're also allowed to bring beer. Like,
here's
what up,
your
father? That's... What up, father?
But he's not your father.
But he's not your father. Like, what up, father? Like,
So back when I was a practicing Catholic, so we're talking probably about 15 years ago, I remember my church over in Troy had theology on tap, and that was the thing that they always had, where they would meet at Marinelli's in Troy to discuss theology.
That place got closed.
Well, it's an Indian street food market now. But they would have this theology on tap to try to bring young adults and adults into learning a little bit more about Christ. Now, when you first mentioned the article, my first theory was eternity, because eternity is practically a faith-based opening with Dana and I can't think of her husband's name.
What is his name?
I just remember
it's women and
brewing. Your last name is Tran.
Tran, yeah.
Daniel
and Dana. I don't think so.
Just throwing it out there.
But anyways, when they open up their brewery, they're very, very well out Christians. Like they talked about their faith. A lot of their beers are named after people from the Bible. So that's what I was thinking of. But in regards to using beer to bring people in, I mean, that's just marketing.
I mean, I kind of think it's like,
you basic
know,
as you put
when
it.
When you're sitting in church, I mean, the worst that could happen is that you get a thimble of wine. It's just
no, I've been known Triscuit. To go up and drink the whole cup.
Right.
That's,
I mean,
they
keep,
hand it to
keep
you.
Pouring, Padre.
They hand it to you.
That's their fault, right?
Yeah, they shouldn't hand
I mean,
it
it's
you.
Not an open bar, but essentially it's like Matt said.
The blood of Christ.
Hell yeah.
Jesus was drunk.
You know he was. Come on.
I mean, it's essentially.
You turn water into wine. Yeah. He would be drunk all the
yeah.
time.
Right. I mean, it is a kegger of the faith. I mean, that's what we're looking at. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
You know they were.
I would just imagine you
had to. They should also combine that with a singles group for the church. That would be fantastic.
Slash singles group. Keg party slash
keg party. Well, we're still calling it the church keg party.
I don't know.
I'd go to church every week if it was that.
I mean, if
that would kill
if there was
real quick.
If there was beer in church, you would well,
hold on. Let's kind of scale this back real quick. There's a difference between a lot of different churches. There are your Detroit Baptist churches that are there for 2, 3, 4 hours sometimes, and then there are your white
know
Protestants
that.
Who are in and out.
Or
so
the
when,
Catholics,
yeah,
not the Protestants. I'll go drink that wine every week. They're the
like,
ones that
they
give
better
it out.
Be doing communion like as soon as you walk in, so you catch a buzz.
Just bring it with
so
you.
So Padres. Talking.
Padres. This is a Spanish church.
See, you go into an inner city Baptist church, you know, it's going to be 4 hours. Yeah, you catching the Holy Ghost within two. And you on the ground.
But yeah. But the thing is they call it theology on tap, but isn't it better on draft?
Oh.
No.
Oh. We're going to offshoot of a show, theology on tap.
Theology on tap.
Talking about how T-O-T. We drink in church.
How we drink it. And we're not talking anything about Christ. It's just how we drink it. So, but before we go on break, I wanted to mention, just because we were talking about, you know, Jesus turning water into wine. There's a comedian. His name's Stephen Lynch.
Yep.
And he has a song called Craig Christ, which is about the brother of Jesus. And the lyric goes, I don't turn water into wine, but into cold Coors Light.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is Craig Christ.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're going to be right back as we lost all of our Christian listeners with the
all
Better
the
On Draft.
Just tuned out.
Goodbye, Alabama.
And we are back with the Better On Draft podcast, episode number 52 of the Detroit Draft Divas. We haven't scared them away yet, guys.
No, we're here. We
I'm
love
surprised.
This.
Wow, nice. I like to hear that.
So, hoping to get 5 questions with Matt Bush going.
Uh-oh.
So each and every week.
I don't hear any music.
Don't even
yet.
Do the fist bump thing, man. Don't.
Wait a minute. It is
I don't hear music.
Fist bump
yet.
Like this.
I know.
Movie.
I'm trying to.
He's getting to
get the music.
I actually, had, like, I had it set up. To... Somebody messed things up.
Well, you're... But once again.
You still had 10
is,
that,
is this the same one?
It
wasn't me.
As oh, it was me. There we go.
I'm new here.
It was totally me. I'm not denying you.
I was trying to keep the volume low on here, but apparently I need to keep it high as all hell just so I can get the music up. So, Matt.
Matt Bush, take it away.
52.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so... question one, we always start with geography.
Yep.
Oh, we always start with geography.
I know. Oh, shit. Is there a
exactly.
Actually, nobody told me there was a quiz.
Oh, yes. Know, there, this,
it's
is
actually,
a...
this is actually a women-themed five
oh,
questions.
Shit. Oh, that's even worse.
So,
Nick closes the... Oh, wow.
Pressure.
Oh, wait.
So,
I got them.
Okay.
So question number one.
You don't get to use that.
In 1986, Marcy Larsen is one of the co-founders of this Far West brewery.
Marcy Larsen.
1986. Marcy Larsen.
Let me say Stone. Is this multiple choice?
Far West.
Nah. Yeah, this is never.
Well, Rob, you
choice.
And I are the two in the room like were born back then.
I was born in 1986.
Yeah, but I mean,
this is
1986.
This is a craft beer that everyone's heard about and probably I know has
everyone's
had it.
Heard about Sierra Nevada Stone.
I mean,
a woman is a co-founder
was,
of this brewery
I was
that
10.
Is out west.
Out west,
out
so
west.
I mean, pretty much that puts me with.
I kind of like Stone on this.
Stone, Sierra Nevada.
I kind of, yeah, my thought was like kind of sitting like half
Sierra
Nevada. Sierra
was my first like craft beer stuff.
Was it?
Oh, it right. Took me a long time to like pale ales or IPAs after that.
I still don't like them.
No. I didn't say it. I shouldn't say it that I don't like. I like them.
I'm gonna go. With...
Russian River's a good choice, but I don't think they were around in '86.
I don't think everyone Russian knows River. Them either.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So well known.
Yeah, I think based on what.
Okay,
it's out west.
When I tell you, yeah, it's out west.
Is this Mountain West or is this
like
west?
Like Denver,
west.
Blue
said,
Moon. Is
I said
Blue Moon?
Far West. That's
far west.
Keith Via.
So that's Middle West.
Keith Via.
Pacific Northwest.
Are we talking like
He's
Pacific
talking
time
coast.
Zone?
Pacific time zone.
Okay, there we go.
This
I think it's Stone or Sierra Nevada. So. We'll go with Stone.
The answer is Alaskan Brewing Company.
Oh, you're a dick.
See, I call complete foul.
Wait,
considering,
secondly.
Wait. Considering the fact that I am not only a trivia host, but I write trivia questions, and that shit right there is not geography.
Yeah, it is.
It's only geography in the wording of the question.
Alaska.
You're looking for the name of the brewery.
It's... Brewed in Alaska. Okay, fine.
He said far west. He even said far, far west. It's not our fault for going further west.
By the way,
it's across from Russia.
Alaska is not in the Pacific time zone. They're in the Alaskan time zone.
Wait, did you say Pacific time
zone?
Said
Pacific
then
time
you failed.
West.
Yeah, they're an hour behind.
Oh,
yeah.
So much pressure.
I'm saying, to quote Jay, what the shit was that?
All right, so earlier you guys actually... kiboshed a couple of my questions, so I had to do some research on the fly.
Oh, nice.
Was it the salmon cannon?
No, it was the,
the salmon cannon.
All right, so women account for what percent of people working in breweries?
Oh. So is the answer was 32% originally.
No, it was...
No,
the question was, what percentage of craft beer is consumed by women,
right.
Which was 35%.
That's consumed,
yes. So now it's what percent of women, or what percent of craft beer brewery workers are women? And this is multiple choice.
Wow. All right. It's actually multiple choice.
Does it include tap rooms?
I don't know.
I'm sure. So the number is going to be at least.
Why didn't you do more research,
so,
Matt?
Question writer, you're supposed to research this.
A is 12%.
No.
B, 22%. C, 29%. Or D, 35%.
Well, shit. Now I want to go with D, but now that was already an answer. I feel like that's how
29%.
I failed the SAT.
That's
like
a bad idea.
You should have guessed C for every answer.
Right? I'm going to go with C, actually.
29%.
Women account for what percent of brewery workers? Is it 12?
Well, wait
22?
A minute.
You
should have to think about, is this craft beer or could this be like Budweiser?
This, from the site I got, was based on craft beer, so I'm going to go with more outside of the macro brews.
So are they actually like in the brewing operation or are they?
I didn't write this. I wrote the question. I didn't research the question.
See, this is why I get paid to write questions. Is that I have to do the research.
Maybe we need to have five questions with Rob ever, and Matt goes to
I wrote half these questions on the toilet, so you know the time frame I took. So
I'm going to go with C.
Be sure honest.
I'm going to go with C.
Okay, C is
I'm
going to
go with
answer.
Yeah!
Yeah. It seemed like there was a consensus. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Wait, we don't have a bell for
one for two. No, we don't need a bell.
No, we're one for one. First one doesn't count.
Question three.
Question three.
You all have a beer that I've poured in front of you.
Oh, shit.
It tastes delicious, but I'm not sure what it is.
Please talk about it. Tell me what you taste. Tell me what flavor you
get. It tastes a bunch of deliciousness.
It ain't anything light.
This is probably one of the best tasting ones that you've given.
Really?
So far.
Wow. That says a lot.
I like how he doesn't take what I say. He's like, this motherfucker.
It tastes like a citrusy lemony flavor. Almost like a
pine salt
flavor.
I must be the one that is completely screwed up. It smells like Dove and it tastes like Dial.
Is there a little Irish Spring in there?
Is it zestful?
Is there Lever 2000?
What?
Lever 2000. I think we're out of bar soap.
I feel like duff. I just got cleared out with
Wait, dial it back.
We gotta dial it back. So
Rob's nose is not bleeding.
Okay. So
it's not Four Loko.
All right, ladies. So this is how it works. You guys get two questions to ask as a collective.
Oh, okay.
And then you guys need to combine and guess. Give me a guess. So you guys can round table this. That's the whole purpose.
And we only get one guess.
And they have to be yes or no questions. So you can ask me any question that is either a yes or no.
So we've asked questions in the past. Like we've asked, one of the questions was, did this drink formerly have caffeine in it? Because we knew it was either going to be Four Loko or some type of like Bud Light mixtail.
Sparks.
And then one we had, does the name of the beer have five letters in it in any of the words? Because we tried to get rid of Bush and Light.
Oh, got it.
So anything Bush, anything Light. Anything like that, and then he fucked it up anyways, because it was Corona Extra.
Yeah, so I've got it right, but in the spirit of the question.
Okay.
So with that in mind, we have two questions that we can ask. So I'm at a loss for questions.
I don't even know what to do. Seriously, this shit smells like soap.
It's delicious.
Wash yourself. Take a is that a shower beer then? Is that
I guess this is a shower.
Put a little hold on. Put a little right there.
Oh, the hell with that, dude!
This tastes like the last 20 years of my life. It tastes delicious.
I'm loving it. There, Ken.
Well, I think you might have a new beer then. I think you might have a new beer.
I'm putting this into like the container, and I'm just like squirting it on the loofah. Because I mean, what is this?
So the beers also
my hair. It's a good conditioner.
The beers also have to come in a single.
Okay.
So not like a break
apart. I'm not all that happy to see. Well, not necessarily not happy to see you.
Well,
but this is what we're working with.
Such sad news.
So I've got a question that I think we maybe should ask.
Okay, Dan's got a question.
Hold on, this isn't officially asking.
No. I know.
Should we ask if this comes in a 40? Because the last week it didn't. The beer we had didn't come in a 40.
What did you guys have last week?
Last week was I wasn't here last week.
It was a bottle.
It was Hackershore.
Hackershore.
Oh, okay.
Oktoberfest.
Got it.
So I think that's a good start. I think that'll help us get rid of basically.
So it has to be a single, so it doesn't.
We know he doesn't have
a
40 in his pocket.
Well, it can come in a 40. Right.
You can find
a 25.
This beer in a single serve section.
Yeah,
I see you checking out. Checking it out.
Should we? Is that a good question?
I think that's a good
Matt,
question.
Does this come in a 40?
In this market, no, but it may outside.
Okay, so
we've eliminated
we won't
a lot.
See it in a 40
actually,
here.
We've eliminated my whole
well,
thought of
not necessarily. Not necessarily.
We won't see it in a 40.
Wait,
so
you're eliminating
fine.
My whole. What do you mean? It either comes in a 40 or
it comes in a 40, but it doesn't come in a 40 in Michigan.
I probably wouldn't have it then.
In my work experience, which is beer sales in Oakland and Macomb County, this is not sold in a 40.
Then
however,
I wouldn't have it.
Wayne County or outside of. Or in the past, I can't say that it has. Or
he, so he doesn't know. It's not trying to throw us off. He just doesn't know.
Because Wayne County gets
currently
dirty.
In Oakland. Currently in
is
Oakland and Macomb County. This is not served in a 40-ounce bottle.
Is this okay. Old English?
No, because immediately you drink that down to the label and pour in OJ and you have a brass monkey.
You can drink OE, just
but that's how
regular
you do it.
OE.
Wait a minute,
that's
I thought you couldn't call it OE unless you put orange juice in it. If it's, there's no orange juice,
so
then it's OE.
I can say whatever the hell I want.
We got to think of a second question here. So
I'm just telling you hood rules.
We most likely...
And when I get my rules, I get them from Rob.
So this eliminates most beers I was thinking about out of every 40 you could drink.
Yeah, so it's not going to be your KC. It's not going to be your Hurricane. I didn't think it was any of
that
anyway.
It's not KC. It's not Steel Reserve. It's not Mickey's. It's
not OE.
It's not anything light. This does not taste light at all.
No, I agree.
Ladies, tell us what do you think. What are you tasting? Give me some tasting notes.
I feel like I taste citrusy, lemony.
Like, I think it's really sweet.
Like pine salt. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Am I supposed to talk into this thing?
Yeah. We do a microphone show?
It tastes citrusy, lemony. Like I said, it,
I guarantee. I okay,
pine
let
salt
me just throw this out.
Yeah.
Those words have never been used to describe the beer that's in my pocket.
Oh my god. Oh. I
will read the Untappd reviews afterwards, and lemony and citrusy. Well,
not at all.
No,
like but bad lemony.
Is this
like
Bud
pine
Ice
salt.
Max?
Like
is that your guess?
No. No, we have another question, but I don't
this
know.
This actually tastes better than Bud Ice
Should
Max.
Should we ask if there's an ice version of it?
That's not
no, that's I don't I think that's like asking like in Guess Who if the person has red hair. It's either gonna be your winner or your loser.
Or you could say, is this a spin-off brand of a major brand? Like but like
no,
like Labatt Ice Max is a spin-off of a Labatt.
Like if we had an option, like choices in mind, that would probably help.
Another option:
it,
does
but...
this come in multi packs? Maybe no. Or
no, I think we need to try to bring it down to the brewery at least, because I don't think we're gonna get
as
it.
Liam as Marco from Tripoya would say, good luck.
Oh God!
Wow!
You just did the Tankin reference.
I dragged that one out too. Yeah. I feel really proud of myself.
I'm gonna find you.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna find
I
you.
Do,
I have
I'm
no,
gonna
kill you. I have absolutely have no input on
that's
this.
That's hysterical because I mean, you're the one that got the ice house.
I know, I got the,
yeah,
I got the ice house.
Ice house. Wow.
Ice badge.
This stuff. I mean,
it's
I,
right next to it on the ice house. I would imagine.
I feel like you know I could actually wash my hands with this shit.
Don't feel that. We popped off the Four Loko instantly when we
really,
had
really
it. We
quickly,
knew what it was.
Really quickly,
right away.
The ice house edge. By the way, in Green Bay, you could buy that by the truckload
oh,
over
nice.
There.
The yeah. truckload.
Truckload, man. They had it everywhere.
They got a single, a six pack, and a truckload,
and a 12 pack.
Oh, the 12 pack too.
Green Bay. Isn't that where those American movie guys live too? Don't they live in Green Bay or somewhere up there?
Manitowoc?
Is that where they're at?
Actually,
it might
I did swing,
that's a
we,
little bit
we did swing by
there.
In Manitowoc to go to Avery's Junkyard.
And he didn't get murdered. Good job.
I feel like this is like some old Milwaukee.
Doesn't Old Milwaukee come in 40?
It does.
In a 40.
Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. My days at the Bronx Bar, yes.
Bronx Bar
Honest John's.
And Honest John's.
But hold on. But that's Wayne County. Hold
that
on
That is
now.
Wayne County.
Yeah, but he would know that it comes in a 40. Just so this can't be like a really mainstream beer.
Right.
Like it's not like it's
I feel another stump coming around. Two in a row.
Let's ask Wendy real quick because she's quiet and she needs to talk a little more.
She's like, I don't want to talk about this beer.
I don't want to drink it anymore. I want to drink the beer that I brought.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean,
which is actually pretty good.
I haven't
by
even
the way.
Had that yet. I'm waiting. I wanted to get this shit beer out of the way first.
I actually think that it's really sweet, but my sinuses are all messed up, so my taste buds aren't quite right. But I know that I've had it before, which is
really
scary.
You've got some sort of like sensory memory.
I'm like,
maybe
I'm
like St.
Sure
Patrick's Day
this.
Parade.
So
oh yeah.
I kind go. Of think that we need to figure out where it was made.
Ugh,
yeah, that's what.
How do we do
Ken
that with one question?
Brewery, right?
Was it made in the Great Lakes region?
Go with
the
that.
Great
I
Lakes,
don't know if that way.
Well, I don't know. The Great Lakes region is Michigan, Ohio,
so he's
Indiana,
basically, is it,
Illinois,
was,
Wisconsin.
He's asking
Minnesota.
If it's Miller or not. That's basically what you're asking.
Possibly.
But we could ask and try to get it to where if it's Miller Coors versus InBev.
That might not be a bad idea.
So right. I think the next question that we have to go through is we have to decide, figure out, and then just guess. Just
yeah.
a wild
yeah.
guess.
Random guess, yeah.
Yeah, this,
so,
is, this is a good
so
one.
So is this brewed by the InBev or any subsidiary of InBev?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Obviously.
Okay. So it's not Miller Coors. It's not PBR.
Negative, because InBev now includes Miller Coors.
Fuck.
Not in the United States.
Oh, you're fine.
It does.
I was like,
no, Molson Coors owns.
Okay, then
the
I'll
United
give it to you.
States.
It's a Molson Coors product.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, trying to be. All right, so Molson Coors.
But didn't they just say that the merger was accepted or whatnot?
It was, but that's under the regulation that Miller Coors in the United States gets sold off to Molson Coors.
Yak.
Ah, blah. Oh, you're just trying to get us to fail.
So I'm not thinking that it's any type
now.
Of ice. I think
yeah.
it's not
no,
ice.
No, it's not that high ABV.
What does Molson Coors make? And
I don't know.
I'm trying to research Molson beers to try to get.
We can do research.
Well,
you're not supposed to, but Ken just cheats anyway.
I'm
I was like, I didn't
I'm
know
just
that.
Getting,
doesn't give us the answer.
I'm just getting a name of a beer, like.
Just throw some out there.
Molson Canadian.
Molson Canadian? I mean, I drink Molson and I like it, and I have I don't think.
Yeah, I feel like this isn't Molson.
I've been at Molson.
You haven't gone to any Red Wings games recently? No, I avoid the drops.
Oh my god! I just went to the Red Wings game. I was like so disappointed in the beer selection until I found the craft beer place. It was fantastic.
And then the worst
place they had Unibrew. I was so excited.
You do that, and then if you're a guy, you have to go to the trough.
I know you guys have like limited bathrooms too. It's
so
awesome.
I won't even go there.
Thoughts?
Does Keystone come in?
Interesting.
Does it come in a 40?
No, it does not.
I don't think so.
And it's not the light. I think it might just be regular Keystone.
Wait, hold on. When have you seen Keystone in a like a 24, though?
Like a single.
Yeah. When have you seen that?
You at the 7-Eleven by my house.
They sell it? Well, I see random. It's true. I see random shit.
I mean, that's
Keystone's a pretty good choice.
I think that might be I think that's a bold guess.
I think I think that's pretty much going to be our best.
All right, let's go with it.
It's not Rolling Rock, right?
No.
I think it's. I don't think it's Keystone, but I think that's
our best
guess.
That's the best guess.
I'm with that guess.
Go with
it. Keystone. It's a Keystone.
Matt's all happy.
It is.
Survey says
Keystone.
Oh my god!
Wow.
That is pretty impressive.
Let's do this.
It does not taste like an ice, though.
That's actually impressive.
I agree.
Beer Advocate, the first one, hits those pee-pee appearance similarities. More of that spilled beer on a frat couch smell.
Keith Stone would be very happy of us about it.
For those of you who said lemon citrusy, you got the pee-pee couch smell.
Thank you. What do you use to clean that? Pine Sol. There we go.
All right. This is bringing back memories
of... Mop with it.
Right.
Wow. So, this is bringing back memories of Lincoln, Nebraska. Now
99 cents. I think Dan's got a new beer. All right.
Oh, no. I used to.
Wow. That's
fun times in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You were veering the wrong way, and then you just found your way to it. I was kind of upset. Anyway. Question number four. Question number four.
Question four.
In a very non-misogynistic way.
Wow.
That's like basically saying
I'm not racist, but...
Exactly.
Bless her heart, however.
Right.
That's the 90-year-old grandma. That baby is ugly, bless his heart.
Exactly.
All right. What macro beer has a woman on the moon on its label?
Wow, I have no idea.
Wow.
Macro beer, woman on the moon on its label.
St. Ides.
Oh.
Have you seen St. Ides?
No.
It's just... couple of lines, I thought, right?
On
this macro beer, the label is a woman sitting on the moon.
St. Pauli girl?
That's what I was thinking. But...
Ooh. She's just holding, because the St. Pauli girl, she's just...
No.
This is a trivia question. I think Nick.
Nick? What? Talk.
I think he might be right, though.
St. Pauli girl?
I think.
Well, she's got the pigtails, but I don't think she's on the moon.
Yeah, it looks like she's on a swing, but she's on the moon.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, it's the logo. She's sitting on something that's circular, I think. Maybe, right?
I don't think it's St.
This is a
girl.
Good woman on a beer label.
Is it the logo on the actual, like, bottle?
Or is it on the six-pack?
It is, like, the company logo. Or the brand's logo.
Is that High Life?
No, I don't remember that. I just had High Life at that Green Bay Packer game.
But you're talking the newer.
Hold on, the High Life.
High Life had that as a logo.
Is it current though?
I said it's the brand logo. The High Life. I think you might be right on that.
That's the only thing I'm thinking of. It's got to be the High Life.
I'll support any consensus.
Like when she brought up High Life, that's the only thing I could think of was that.
Go High Life, then.
I'm pretty sure I've gotten this question wrong.
All right, we're putting our trust into Wendy.
So is the answer now the right one or the wrong one?
I don't know.
Coin toss.
I think it's High Life. I think it is.
Wendy, you pretty much put us in this position.
Sorry,
so if it's wrong, it's Wendy's fault.
We're gonna go with it.
But if you're right, you get all the credit.
Damn, it's High Life. It is said to be thought.
I completely forgot about that until you said
that. Fred Miller was actually out camping.
Oh, I didn't say it. That was Wendy. Wendy brought up High Life.
Yeah, so,
I'm going to have to look at that after the show here.
All right. So,
question five.
Up until a major point in history, women were the majority of brewers.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, in what century did women relinquish their brewing dominance to men. So in what century did men take over the brewing?
When did the Vikings take over?
Oh, wait a minute.
So this is this is also multiple choice.
Right.
Was it the 14th, 15th, 16th, or 17th
century?
Not 16th
or
17th.
Century. Not the 100s, the century.
16th century would be the 17th.
During the medieval times, it was still women.
Right, because, I mean, it goes back to, like, it goes back even as far as, like, 1800 B.C.
Women would actually be the brewer in the family.
Yeah.
And then when it started making money,
right,
that it became a commercial thing that women weren't able to do.
Right.
So I'd say either 16th or 17th century.
Hold on. 16th would put it at the Revolution. 17th would put it in the
1800s.
And I think more along 17th the lines of, like, England 1600s. And Europe, more so than America.
I would put it before the Revolution, though.
It was the 20th century, but it would be in the 1900s, so... It was the 17th century. It'd be in the
1600s. I do have to walk that through my head every time.
Yeah.
It's like 1800 when?
Yeah, 21st century, just subtract the...
What were our choices again?
14, 15, 16, or 17.
So we're talking anywhere from the 1300s
up to
the 1600s.
I would...
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17th century would be 1600.
What the hell? Yes. Do you not know centuries?
I said 14th, 15th, 16th, or 17th.
Exactly. So we're going with years.
So 1300s, 1400s, 1500s, and 1600s.
Damn it.
We're good. We are good. Yes, the answers are
16. Get out of the frat party.
Hey, my fraternity house.
So I'm going to say the 17th century now.
If you want to go to the Theta Tall House, let me know.
Yeah, I'm really more inclined to say 17th century.
I would say earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's whatever Jennifer chooses.
No, I don't want that responsibility.
You got it, though.
Because I'm just guessing. I am just spitting guessing.
Wendy, you're saying...
I would say 16th.
16th century.
I was kind of feeling 16th.
Well, Wendy got the last question right.
Let's go
Can the she go two for two?
Is the 17th... Or is the 16th century...
Because it's the 1500s.
No. It was started with the Industrial Revolution. In 1760, the shift began. So the 1600s...
I told you guys the numbers are off. You guys blew me off.
Wait a minute. What?
The 16th century.
Come on, you guys blew me off on my numbers.
It says 17th
century. 17th century.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were right about... No, we weren't blowing you off about the numbers. We were blowing...
If it's 1760, isn't that the 18th
century? That's the 18th century.
No, that's the 16th century.
It's the 16th century. It's the
century. Yeah, the century is before the hundreds.
0 to 100 is the first century.
For a fun time, the 20th century was the 1900s. Yes. Go back from there.
So the 17th... The
century.
16th. So we're in the 21st century, right?
Yes.
Right.
So the 16th century was the 1700s.
1500s.
Negative, the other way around.
No.
The 16th century was the 1700s.
The 17th century is the 1600s.
No.
Yeah.
I just
showed him.
We're the 21st century, and it's 2016, correct?
Correct.
So 21st century, 2016.
I'm
so 20th century is 1900.
So I was right.
I don't understand why this is.
All right, so we're just
so I'll the be seven over five. Questions.
So the 17th century is January 1st, 1601, to December 31st, 1700.
Okay, I screwed up.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Well, okay.
Twice in five questions. Hey, you
guys not
40% of the time.
You kept taking my questions.
But it works all the time.
40% of the time, you fucked up tonight.
You guys took half my questions, so I had to redo them on the fly.
We took the Alaska and the Pacific time zone.
You took the percentage of women in breweries, and I was going to ask.
Wait, hold on. Did we take question number one or five?
Two and five.
How did we take number five?
Because number five was going to be name a beer that's named after a woman that's not a blonde.
Okay.
But then we talked about how shitty beers are.
That
and
still
so
doesn't put Alaska in the Pacific time zone, so we might have to talk about that.
I said it was far west.
Your five questions.
No, you said Pacific time zone.
Oh, he said Pacific, and I just said yes. Yes. I didn't know there was another time zone for Alaska.
There's two more times. God damn, you know...
So this is your history lesson.
Let it go, Dan.
Let it go. Let it go.
I mean, shit, Russia has 11.
All right, I want somebody pour me.
You were here during episode 11. I brought that up, actually.
Somebody pour me some of that double stout, for the love of God.
We're out at ESB. Someone drank it.
Yeah, somebody pour me.
I think two people drank it.
Double stout. Just do it. I don't care. So Detroit Draft Divas, they can find you on Facebook, facebook.com, Detroit Draft Divas. There's no website. There's no mission. There's no fees.
We used to have a Yahoo groups because we had some people that went to Facebook.
I miss Yahoo chat groups.
Pretty
you guys all remember those?
Are you guys on MySpace?
Yeah. You can find us on MySpace.
And Adult Friend Finder, probably.
Adult Friend Finder.
What?
Did you get that sucker finally?
Almost.
No, it's right here.
Yeah, I see.
That gnat is driving me
nuts.
You
guys got a Tumblr site?
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
No, no.
Just pretty much be a woman, Snapchat. Kick ass, buy a
shirt.
But
we do send events via Evite. If you want to come to our events.
So what's the
next?
Well,
we can't come to your events.
So I'm not a chick, so I'm not.
You're allowed. We do invite boys to stuff.
We're not a man, and we're not Todd Parker here.
Right.
What's the next event you guys are hitting up?
So let me remember when our next Dragon Meet thing is. Nice. Let me find that.
Now,
because Dragon Meet has done some really cool things with us. Like, the first time we did, we got to try their Oktoberfest before anybody else got to try it.
Nice.
Last time we got to try a vertical of their Armageddon. Which was amazing.
I'd be down for that.
The next time we're going to actually do a beer mixology. So we're going to take all of their beer and we're just going to be able to mix and match and like make our own things. Because like right now, my favorite is always the Red Wing Raspberry and the Final Absolution.
Oh, see, I like the Apricot Wheat and the Final Absolution.
The Castle Bright.
The Castle Bright. Yep. So we do like all sorts of things with them. That's
so
kind of our thing.
Speaking of Dragon Meet, they're going to be on our show in 4 weeks.
Who's going to come? Eric?
I don't remember. I can look it up in a second while you're bringing up the...
If it's marketing people, it would be either Jen or Emily or Sam.
I don't know.
Brewer would be Eric or Larry Chanel's two sons, one of them.
Oh.
So it'll probably be Emily and Jennifer.
Yeah, those are our faves. They're the ones that set up things with us. So the next one is October 23rd from 1 to 3 at Dragon Meet.
Actually, the next one is October 9th.
I meant with Dragon Meet. Sorry.
Okay. We are doing Divas Invade Shelby Township, and we'll be going to Sherwood. And to
go hang out with Lisa.
Don't we have a brewing event coming up soon? Are we brewing with somebody soon?
We do. We are actually going to brew with Williamston.
Say hi to Carrie Brooks. So
Old Nation?
Old Nation.
From the book of Carrie
Brooks.
We are
going to brew with them, and they're actually, we're trying to decide if we're going to do, what type of beer we're going to do, but they're actually going to give us the option to do a sour,
which is super exciting.
Which is really exciting for some of us. No.
I'm going to put a suggestion out there.
Uh-oh.
And you should make an alt beer.
Oh. I heard you like those.
I love alt beers.
I have heard that a little
bit. We have an actual fantastic Diva Brown that won, I think, at Rat Fest, actually.
I would love to try it. You should have brought it.
We should have.
Way to go.
I know. Next time. It just means you have to invite us back.
That doesn't work on anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to invite us back. We'll bring it.
Are you guys going to be
What are you guys doing next week?
Are you guys going to be at Fall Beer Fest?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah. What?
Drop the F-bomb
Absolutely.
On this show.
I've only said it like 4 times tonight.
Yeah,
we're good to go.
That's not the FCC is listening.
Right.
Well, the FCC won't let me be.
Or let me be me.
You know me.
FCC.
Oh, wait.
They try to shut me down on MTV.
But it feels so empty without... Okay.
That's the second MTV reference we made today.
MTV
Mark your bingo
news.
Card.
Mark your bingo.
You hear
new
it
bingo.
First.
So yeah, we'll be at the fall. What day are you guys going? Or yes?
Both. Yes. Absolutely, both days. For sure. And we go in the enthusiast hour. So a bunch of divas will be in there.
We'll be there Friday all day. I'm probably going to go Saturday.
All day. Starting early? Today.
I'm probably get there at like 2 o'clock, set right. up, and
nice.
You know, try to get the brewers before they're like, you
Are
know,
you doing
busy.
This?
Yes.
Oh,
we're not
going to
be
awesome.
We're not going to be live. We're actually going to be doing
a
live
a
show
idea.
That Sunday. After everything, but we're going to be doing interviews, talking to a lot of brewers that are coming from a far away that we can't get into the studio,
right.
And that's definitely the goal that we're going to be there. So we're going to be there a little bit early just so we can set up. You know, we have a tent ourselves. We'll have a banner. We'll be passing out cards.
Oh, did you not tell us about that we got the okay for that?
We don't, but we'll figure it out.
I was going to say, 6 days ago, we were
I'll bring a tent myself
there
and set it up.
We'll pull strings with Eric. I'm sure Eric won't.
Or I'm just going to hide everything behind North Center Brewing's tent.
There you go.
I'm sure Bob won't care.
No, he won't.
Right. Bob told us to go pour our own beer. Do you think he cares?
But to say, we did give him a bunch of tickets.
Well, he
so.
Went from tell John to go pour your beer to go get your own damn beer within a span of 20
minutes. That was Eric,
minutes.
Not Bob. You said Bob.
Oh, that's, yeah, it was
whatever.
Eric. So, yeah, it was Eric was like, tell John to go pour your beer to go pour your own damn beer.
All right, well,
very quickly.
That's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast.
Yeah,
the Divas, thank you for showing.
Yeah.
You had a great time.
round of applause.
Yeah.
A smattering of applause. Wow.
Two people
as
clap.
Jennifer does
this.
Wait.
Is it like an elementary school
That's
thing?
An elementary school
Matt
thing.
Like, end the show already.
I want to go to the bar.
That's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast.
Get some tacos.
Thank you for joining us once again. No matter what you think of your beer, including Keystone Ice.
No, it wasn't Keystone Ice.
Yeah, it
Keystone
was.
Ice. Was it ice?
Yes, yeah.
Keystone ice. I didn't see the ice.
You only guessed Keystone, but I gave it to you.
Yeah. Oh.
We think it's better on draft. Have a good night.
Nice. He's